as seen on your screen.
With CarZone.ie, selling your car privately is simple and secure.
Right, Maria's been looking at screens left, right and centre. What have you got for us, Maria Devereaux?
Do you know what an AI influencer is?
I mean, based on the three words, I can imagine what an AI influencer is, but I don't know really what
so
you're talking about.
I talked about this with Jen Zamparelli when we were away. Essentially, it's not a real person, but she went viral for being at Wimbledon. Her name is Mia Zalou. She has 167,000 followers. She has a sister called Anna, who has nearly 300,000 followers. And the two of them,
they're not real.
They're not real, but they're like...
But they're creating content and they're consumable because people follow them because they're interesting, except they're just not real. But in fairness, you don't... Like, they're as real as, you know, another influencer that you've never met that lives in somewhere, like...
When you're just looking at your phone screen.
Yeah. Okay.
But there is a potential for them to soak up all of the endorsements that people actually are making money off.
Oh, I see. So they're actually able to... Because
they're building such a huge following and they're able to be at everything. Sometimes two things on the same day, one in Australia and one in the UK. Do you know what I mean?
So it's a clever plan. It's a clever plan.
I think it's very clever.
Yeah, I like it.
She can sing. We heard that as well.
Okay.
But Mia put up a picture... feel weird. I don't know how to address her.
No, like, I think you go free.
AI?
Yeah, Mia. No, Mia's fine.
Anyway, there must be somebody behind it generating all of these.
Right.
But she has a post on her feed when Coldplay were, like, first started their tour and, you know, everybody was talking about, okay, they're off. Like, you know, they've started their tour or whatever. Anyway, they were headlines. And she has a picture of herself in a crowd. Looks like the Coldplay gig with all the big colouredy balls and everything.
Right.
And she says, when you pretend to know all the words, but really you don't, I'm just here for the vibes, you know, this kind of thing.
So generic.
Slightly
kind
annoyed because, you know.
Well, for like, Maria,
But pretend you're at a Coldplay gig and then say you don't know the words, you're AI. You know the words. Anyway, she put up off the back of last week's
the whole CEO mayhem.
She put up a picture of herself longingly gazing at a stage at a concert, tagged it Gillette Stadium in Boston, where that happened. And she says, everyone saw the moment on the screen at the concert. Who among us would survive if our worst moments played out in public? What matters most is what happens after the lights go out. We should acknowledge that something was completely wrong without casting the whole person aside. Forgiveness doesn't mean pretending it didn't hurt. It means we believe people can change if they're willing to face the truth. Hashtag Coldplay. Hashtag concert. Hashtag Boston. Hashtag music of the spheres. The spheres. Hashtag forgiveness.
You see, if she's AI, right, there isn't somebody then necessarily doing anything, because the idea of AI is that it's artificially intelligent. It's intelligent. So it's able to read the mood of the internet and go, this is the response that is likely to get loads of likes.
But that's what we couldn't understand. Was it is there a person sitting at a laptop going, put Mia into a Coldplay concert? And what response? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, prompting. I hear you.
And then literally clicking post.
Yeah, there may be a prompter behind it. But I guess the idea would be to let her get to a point where she's self-fulfilling, because
that's
the whole idea,
scary.
Is that it kind of sucks in all the information that's around it and then spits out the correct response.
And then the prompter can just, when the deals come rolling in, the prompter can just go, now put them in a situation with this big brand and I'll invoice them for...
What could possibly go AI wrong? God knows, human influencers get it wrong enough times. I've seen it. I've done it myself where you've gone something wrong, the brand's gone.
I'm telling you.
We don't like that.
The internet's going to swallow itself very quickly. So the last thing I have for you then is I saw there's a big TV show from people's childhoods making a comeback.
There's
going to be a live action adaptation of Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Captain Planet and the Planeteers. Now, I'm a bit old for that. That was... I remember the song.
Hi, go play!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified. And he's fighting on the planet side.
So he was an anti-pollution
hero. Know what? We could do with him now, couldn't we?
Absolutely could do with him
now. So he's getting a live action series on Netflix. There was a big bidding war between,
between the different
companies, whoever
wanted to have
and
them,
Netflix
right?
Won it.
So they're going to. Every time I hear Casablanca, I confuse them immediately with Battle of the Planets, which is more my age of things, which was this. What a cartoon, lads.
Never heard of it.
G-Force. Five incredible young people with superpowers. And watching over them from Saturn Neptune, Seven Zark Seven.
These were the things that I was watching.
Never
as a
heard
kid.
Of it.
Yeah, you're
I like
too
the way
young.
You said superpowers.
It was cool. They were just like, you just wanted to be those two cool pilot dudes. I think one was called Mark, possibly. I can't remember. Anyway, you just wanted to be them. But Captain Planet, going back, do we have dates? Do we know anything?
No, nothing. It's just that Netflix have taken it on and it's in the works.
We'll wait and see.
Maybe he'll give us tips on how to save the planet.
As seen on your screen.
With CarZone.ie. Selling your car privately is simple and secure.